President Donald Trump, for the first time, acknowledged a personal dimension to his decision to attack Iran, citing the country's efforts to assassinate him in 2024 as a factor in ordering the joint U.S.-Israeli operation that killed Ayatollah Ali Khomeini. "I got him before he got me," Trump said in an interview Sunday night with ABC News. "I got him first." Trump had not previously addressed how the Iranian threats to his life shaped his thinking on taking the United States to war in the Middle East. Those threats, on top of the assassination attempts in July and September 2024, dominated his and his advisors' experience of the fall 2024 campaign, with repeated security scares and emergency measures, such as changing planes and motorcade routes. The Iranian desire to kill Trump dates back to the U.S. airstrike that killed General Qasem Soleimani in January 2020. Federal prosecutors have charged two cases of alleged Iranian murder for hire schemes. No evidence has connected Iran with the two assassination attempts against Trump in 2024. Trump suggested he sees a connection, telling ABC, "They tried twice. The White House did not provide evidence to support a connection. There are a million reasons to eliminate terrorists like Ayatollah Khomeini," a senior administration official said, speaking on condition of anonymity. "His plots to assassinate President Trump are just one reason." Trump's ambassador to the United Nations, Mike Waltz, portrayed Iran's interest in killing Trump as part of a larger pattern of behavior that justified the U.S. attack. "It is responsible for a series of unprovoked armed attacks against the United States and Israel, violations of the UN Charter, and threats to international peace and security across the Middle East," Waltz said Saturday. At an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, "It has even attempted to assassinate the U.S. President, President Trump." National security officials had warned Trump's campaign that Iran wanted to kill him before he was injured at a 13th of July, 2024, rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. The shooter, 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks, was killed at the scene. Investigators have not established a clear motive. At a briefing on the threats in September 2024, U.S. officials told the Trump campaign that Iran had multiple kill teams inside the country. Trump repeatedly asked whether Iran was behind the Butler shooting, and investigators said they could not rule it out. According to people familiar with the briefing, the would-be assassin at Trump's golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida, 59-year-old Ryan Wesley Ruth, represented himself at trial and was sentenced last month to life in prison. A trial began last week for a Pakistani man, Asif Merchant, who was arrested in July 2024 and accused of trying to hire hitmen to kill a political figure. Last month, a Brooklyn man was sentenced to 15 years in prison for planning to murder an Iranian dissident working for an Iranian who prosecutors said was plotting to assassinate Trump. Iranian officials publicly vowed revenge against American leaders, including Trump and former advisors Mike Pompeo and John Bolton. The government continued providing security details for Pompeo and Bolton throughout the Biden administration until Trump withdrew them. Trump and his administration have not extensively presented a public case for the attack on Iran. The subject occupied just 3 of the 108 minutes of his State of the Union address last week. He released 2 videos over the weekend and spoke on the subject for about 6 minutes on Monday, without taking questions. On Monday, Trump listed 4 objectives: destroying Iran's missile capabilities, its navy, its nuclear ambitions, and its ability to sponsor terrorism. In earlier remarks, he spoke more broadly of overthrowing the regime and freeing the Iranian people.